Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Senior Prophet. How are you?
Good Welcome morning. Back. How are you?
Good morning. Well, good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to choose to rejoice and be glad in this day. For the Lord, He is good. He is worthy to be praised. Come on, let's give God some glory. Let's give God some praise. I'm excited this morning. I believe that God is getting ready to do something awesome in our life. I believe that God is getting ready to do something great, and God got you in mind. So can we raise our expectation today that today is going to be a good day? We call this day a celebration. We are celebrating the pastor, which is our archbishop today for his pastoral anniversary. And later, I'm so excited today because God has just been good to us. As we look back over our life to see what life has been before we met the man of God and look where our life is now, we got something to praise God about, that He has used this man of God to make our life better. And for that, we ought to get excited, because I look back at my life like 9 years ago, 10 years ago, before I met the man of God. I didn't have a job. I was staying with my parents. But look at me now. God has transformed me. God has worked miracles in my life. God has did wonders in my life, knowing the man of God and using the word that He has spoke over my life, how He has helped me. Come on, somebody. So I'm excited this morning. Today is a celebration, people, God. Today is a celebration, and we come to celebrate that God has put over us, our shepherd. So let's get excited. Father God, we say thank you for this day. God, for your grace and your mercy, God, that has been sufficient unto us, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that today will be a day of celebration right now. I decree and declare, God, that we will raise our expectation, God, and we'll begin to celebrate the goodness of you, God. God, because when we look back over our life, God, and see when you have brought us up, God, we have a testimony, God, and your word declares, God, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, God, and the words of our testimony, God. God, we will get excited about our own testimony, God, because we know, God, that many people didn't make it out of that storm, God. But because you saw fit, God, God, we glorify you, God. We thank you right now, God. God, your word declares in all things, give you thanks, God. So we come to give you thanks this morning, God, because you are worthy, God. And I decree and declare right now, God, that your word declares, God, that everything that has breath, praise you, the Lord, God. So I decree and declare right now, God, that we will not celebrate our issues today, God, but we will celebrate your goodness and your mercy, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we will not get distracted on this day, God. But I decree and declare that we will continue to run this race, God, because your word says the race is not given to the swift and the strong, God, but it's given to the one that can endure to the end, God. So I decree and declare right now, God, that some people will not give up, God. We will stand rooted and firm on your word, God, because your word said that your word would not return that void, God, and still in the covenant, everything that was set out to do, God. So this morning, God, we got great expectation, God, that your word is going to work for us, God, that we got proof, God, that your word that will prevail, God. We got proof, God, that your word declares, God, that what's impossible with man, God, is possible with you, God. And for that, God, we give you glory. I decree and declare right now, God, you know what, before and against your people shall prosper, God, and every tongue, God, that rises up against them, we command it to go back to the pits of hell, God. We command every prayer right now that being prayed against your people right now. I reverse it and send it back to the sinner right now. I decree and declare right now, God, that hedge of protection around them like never before, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that your word will prevail over their life, God. And I decree and declare right now, God, that we will get so excited about your word, God, because it's your word, God, that keep us grounded and rooted in you, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that all things have passed away, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that some people will accept this new thing, God, that you're doing in their life, God. They will not get distracted on their past, God. They will not stay stuck on their past, God. When we call them to move forward like never before, God. God, I decree and declare right now. We call them out of their stuck place right now. I decree and declare, God, whatever's got them stuck, God, and they stood up and they can't move, God, I bow that spirit up right now, and I send it back to the pits of hell, God, because what you're getting ready to do, God, you're getting ready to do something great and amazing, God. God, you're getting ready to do something big, God. So our expectations will be this morning, God, that we got our expectations on you, God, that you get ready to do something so supernatural, God, that's getting ready to blow our mind, God. So we lift our hands to you this morning, God, to say, pray that we are ready to receive, God. We thank you right now, God. Declare, God, that we be faithful over a few things, God, that you're going to make us ruler over many, God. God, I thank you right now, God, that you're getting ready to make this ministry, God, the man of God, ruler over many, God, your people, God, ruler over many, God. I thank you right now, God, that we have done a lot with little, God, and you have shown and proven to us, God, that when we lift it up and say thank you, God, that you can stretch it, God. We thank you right now, God, for being a stretch right now in every area in our life, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that today is the day, God, that we will celebrate your man of God. God, we will give honor where honor is due, God. We thank you right now, God, how you have preserved his life, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that he will continue to stand on your word, God. He will continue to believe your word, God, about this ministry, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that this ministry will be a ministry, God, that meeting will come to, God, to hear this man of God. I decree and declare right now, God, with this new year, God, of pastoral anniversary, God, I decree and declare right now, God, that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding will be released not only on him, God, but on us as the people right now. God, I thank you right now, God, that we just won't hear the wisdom that you're speaking through this man of God. We will apply it to our life, God. I thank you right now, God, that what you're getting ready to do, God, is get ready to be amazing, God. I lift my hands up this morning, God, just to say thank you, God. I decree and declare right now, God, prosperity on every level in, on this front line, God. I decree and declare right now, they will prosper in every area. I bind up every spirit of lack right now, and I decree and declare right now, they will prosper, God. Not only do they prosper, God, but I release some good health right now over this front line like never before. Every sickness, I bind it up and I send it up to the pits of hell. I decree and declare right now, God, they are healed from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now. I decree and declare right now, God, that your word will prevail over their life, God. Your word declares, God, that sickness will not occur a second time, God. Your word declares that by your stripes they are healed, God. So I believe your word, God. I decree and declare right now, cancer must dry up right now. I decree and declare right now, every cell of cancer. I decree and declare that your blood work is normal. I decree and declare that kidneys are functioning like never before. I decree and declare that hearts are beating right now. I decree and declare that people are taking up their beds in the hospital, in the nursing home, God, and coming home, God. Stretching their body right now, God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now. God, your word declares that any man sick among us, God, let them call for the elders of the church, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that they are healed, God. Jehovah Rapha, we call upon you this morning, God. We know that you are able, God, able to heal, able to deliver, able to set free, God. I call for healing in people's minds like never before. I bind up every spirit of hatred in your people's heart right now. I bind that spirit up right now, and I see that that's the piece of hell. Every angry spirit right now, every spirit that don't want to forgive right now, I send that spirit back to the piece of hell right now. I decree and declare right now that no longer will it torment God, people. I bind up every spirit of anxiety, every spirit of depression, every spirit of suicide, every spirit of jealousy, every spirit of lies. I bind up every spirit of addiction right now, and I send it back to the piece of hell, God. I decree and declare right now that your people are free. You said whom the Son has set free, God, is free indeed, God. No, God, who can stand against them, God? I decree and declare right now, God, that your word declares, God, they will prevail, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that today, God, because your words, I can decree and declare things, God, and it shall be established, God. So I decree and declare supernatural increase. I decree and declare that hair is growing. Every string of hair is growing. Your hair will be stiffened, lifted, and moisturized. I call for clear skin like never before. I call for pretty skin like never before. I call for credit scores to rise like never before. I call for a supernatural debt cancellation. I call for a supernatural increase. I call for promotion. I call for increase in every area of their life. Increase in health. Increase in wealth. Increase in their business, God. I decree and declare right now that this will be a week, God, they will find favor not only with you, but mankind, that favor will surround them like a shield. I decree and declare right now they will find favor with doctors. They will find favor with lawyers. They will find favor with their business. They will find favor in the car dealership. They will find favor no matter where they go, focus, you, God. Then we'll have a mindset, God, that we come to lift you up, God, because you are worthy, God. And you said that you'll be lifted up, God, that you will draw all men unto you, God. So I decree and declare right now, God, that we will celebrate you like never before of your goodness and your mercy, God. We will celebrate you, God, because when we look back over our life, God, to see what you have brought us from, God, our soul cry out, God. We got to praise this morning, God, that we can't even contain it, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that, God, that you will visit us like never before, God. I decree and declare right now, God, today will be a day, God, that we will show tears of joy, God. I thank you right now, God, because you've been good. You've been merciful, God. God, you, when you showed us, God, that when the enemy come in like a flood, God, you showed us that you will lift up a son of his God, you showed us with over 70% of this ministry left, God. You showed us, God, that you can do a lot with our little, God. That you showed us, God, that we went from written to only, God. That you showed us, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, I hear you this morning. I hear you this morning. Shake it. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Don't get weary, my people. 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 This is not a time for you to get weary. This is not a time for you to get weary. This is not a time for you to get weary. My people, I need you to stand. Stand on my word. Stand and believe my word. Don't get weary. This is not a time for you to question me. This is not a time for you to question my word. But this is a time for you to believe every word that I have spoken over your life. If I say that you're the head, you are the head. If I say that you're a leader, you are a leader. You got to believe my word, my people. I have spoken it over your life. Do not allow the enemy to steal, kill, and to distract from you another day. This is not the time for you to get weary. This is not the time for you to get weary. This is not the time for you to doubt me. This is not the time for you to doubt me. But I need you to stand. This is not the time for you to be double-minded. I need your faith to activate. I need your faith to activate. That's why I'm on this series now. Because some of you faith are getting weak. But I need you to stand. Can you stand to be blessed by our faith? Can you stand through persecution? Can I count on you like I'm counting on my son, Joe? Can I count on you? I told you I won't put nothing on you, too much on you than you can bear. I told you that. I told you that you can cast your cares upon me. I told you that, my people. I need you to know. This morning, I want you to know that. I want you to know. I see every tear, every cry that you cry. I see it. I want you to know that it's not going unnoticed. I want you to know that I hear your cry. This is not a time. Watch your words when you're angry. Watch your words when you're angry. Some of you are releasing words when you're angry. Watch your words when you get angry. Some of you have released things out of your mouth this week. This week, some of you have released things out of your mouth. Repent. Speak life. Whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? But I told you that I got the plan for your life. I have the plan for your life. My word, so I wish above all things that you're going to prosper. You're going to prosper, and you're going to be in good health. Good health is your portion. Good health is your portion. Good health is your portion. Some of you are crying out saying, Lord, do you see what I'm going through in my marriage? Yes, I do, but I need you to stand. Yes, I do, but I need you to stand. Yes, I do, but I need you to stand. I see it. I hear it. I see it. I hear it. Do you not know that I see and I hear everything? And I'm getting ready to respond, but I need you to allow me to fight this battle. I need you to sit back and allow me to give you instructions and not you move on your own. Some of you are getting ready to mess things up. Sit back and allow me to do it. Allow me to order your steps. But you stop ordering your own steps and allow me to order them for you. Some of you are in certain situations because you went ahead of me. Allow me to order your steps. Trying to get ahead of me and allow me to order your steps. If you don't allow me to order yourself in this season, some of you are going to get yourself in situations that you wish you would have never got into. Allow me to order yourself. Hear me. Hear me. A lot of you have been hearing yourself, but hear me. The day you hear my voice, not your voice. Hear my voice. Some of you been ignoring my voice because you got your own agenda. But hear my voice. You've been moving in self long enough. You've been moving in self long enough. Hear me. Hear what I got to say. It's not about you, not your own agenda. It's my will. Hear me. Hear me. Move with me. Move with me. This is your season to go and recover all. This is your season to go and recover all. This is your season to go and recover all. This is your season to go and recover all. But you got to hear my voice if you don't want to fail. You got to hear my voice. Hear me and obey me. Hear me and obey me. Hear me. Hear me. You got to hear my voice. 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 Some of you are hearing yourself. Stop saying it's me. You know my voice. You know my voice. That's you. Hear me. He says the Lord of hosts. Hear me. Feelings. Don't allow your feelings to get ahead of me. Don't allow your feelings to have you to make choices that you were soon to regret. Get out of your feelings. I warn you. I warn you as of today. Get out of your feelings to hear me. Get out of your feelings to hear me. Hear me. Allow me to work it out. Allow me to order your steps. Allow me to fix every situation. Allow me. Some of you are moving too fast. Some of you are moving too fast. Some of you are moving too fast. I'm the one can do the miracle. Impossible to man. It's impossible. All things are possible. With me. Some of you are leaving out me. In order for it to be possible, me. This season, you got to hear my voice more than you ever have heard it before. This is the season that you got to hear my voice more than you have ever heard it before. This is the season that you got to hear my voice more than you ever heard it before. To trick some of you. The enemy is trying to trick some of you. That's what I meant when I said stay away from the water. The enemy is trying to trick some of you out of your place, out of your will. Stay focused. Hear me. You better hear me. You better hear me. You better hear me and not your feelings. You better hear me and not your feelings. You better hear me and not your feelings. Get out of your feelings and allow me to minister to you and allow me to take you out of this place. Some of you have been in a stuck place. Some of you, I am requiring you to change in this season. Some of you, I am requiring you to change in this season. I am requiring you to change. Stop looking at everybody else and look at the man in the mirror. Yes, I'm talking to you. You. I'm requiring you to change. In order for you to get on this new level and get what I have for you, a change must take place. You cannot continue to do the same thing over and over and over. I am requiring you to change. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Some of y'all ways are not like me. And this season, it must change. I am holding y'all to a higher accountability. I am holding this ministry to a higher accountability. I am holding this ministry to a new level. What you did last season will not work in this season. This is a new level. New level. And I'm speaking to you today that it will not work. Excuses will not work. You must change. Enough of doing what you want to do. Enough of doing what you want to do. Hear my voice. It is on the road of discretion. But I am warning you today. I am warning you today. Don't allow the enemy to steal and to kill and to destroy you. I have come to give you life. To give you life. To give you life. This is a new season. This is a new time. This is a new season. This is a new time. And I'm requiring much more. The bare minimum will not work in this season. I am requiring much more. Much more. Much more. Much more. Much more. Much more. It's time that you trust me. It's time that you trust me. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. Do not get weary, my people. I feel some of you this morning. I feel it. I feel you. I feel you. I hear it. I hear it. I am your God. I hear it. Don't you know I hear it and I see it and I'm getting ready to move? I know it hurts. You say, Lord, but it hurts. Lord, but it hurts. I say I see it and I'm moving. I am moving. I am moving. This is going to be part of your testimony. You are an overcomer and you will overcome this. And you're going to look back on it one day and say, I brought you out. You are not going to lose your mind. You are not going to lose your mind. You are not going to lose your mind. I see the tears. Now, people, I want you to know that I see the tears. And do not give up. Do not get weary. Do not get weary. Do not get weary in doing good. Yeah, Be like my son Joe. Be like my son Joe. He was determined to stand on my word. No matter what came his way, he was determined to stand on my word. He was determined to stand on my word, and that's what you got to do. You got to be determined to stand on my word, and I promise you that I will deliver you from the hands of evil. This is a new time, my people, but I don't need you to get distracted. You can't get distracted. You are right at your breakthrough. You cannot get distracted. This is the season. This is the time when I'm requiring much more. Much more. Much more. Some of you got to stop complaining. Some of you got to stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. It's too much murmuring and complaining. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't get weary, my people. Don't get weary, my people. Don't get weary, my people. For I know I got something good in store for you. I got something good in store for you. You keep on pressing. You keep on pressing. You keep on pressing. You keep on running. You keep on pressing. You keep on persevering. Some of you thank God I just have this moment. Do you see? Do you see? Do you hear? And I see, and I'm God, and I understand, and I'm God, and I understand, and I'm God, and I understand, I understand. But I need you to know that I got you. I need you to know that I got you. I need you to know that I got you in the palm of my hands. I need you to know that I got you in the palm of my hands. I need you to know that I got you in the palm of my hands. I need you to know that I got you in the palm of my hands. Some of you say, why me, Lord? Why not you? Why not you? Why not you? I have chosen you. I have chosen you. Before you even enter into your mother's womb, I have chosen and predestined for you to go through this. You got me. You got me, people. You got me. I told you I won't put too much on you here. You can bear. I told you that I would never leave you. I got you. Allow me to go through this with you. You got to know. You got to know that you got me. You got to know that you got me. Some of you feel like you all alone. But you got me, son. You got me, daughter. You got me. You got me. You got me. You got me. Allow me. Allow me. Allow me. I'm restoring hearts this morning. I am restoring hearts this morning. I am restoring hearts because some of you hearts have shattered. But I am restoring hearts. Some of you, I see a silent cry. Some of you are saying, Lord, I can't take no more. My heart is just torn to pieces. Well, allow me to fix it. I'm fixing it this morning. You go. You go. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. I'm giving you strength. I'm giving you joy. I'm going to continue to stick you through this. I'm going to continue to stick you through this. You got to be sticking. Yes, I'm going to stick to you. The next 7 days are going to be doors opening for you. The next 7 days will be doors that's going to open for you. In the next 7 days, doors are going to come open like never before. I need you to get ready. The enemy will try to keep you from this very moment, but the next 7 days are going to be doors opening for you. Things will be released from you. Things will be released to you. Jesus. In the matter name, oh Jesus, Lord, mercy. God, I thank you. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for responding. I thank you in Jesus' name. Hear my voice, my people. Hear my voice. It's my voice. You got to hear my voice. You got to hear my voice. It's very important that you hear me and not you. Hear me and not you. Hear me and not you. Amen. Woo. Amen. Amen. Amen, people of God. Well, we thank you. If you're in our Columbus location, we would love to see your face in a place. We only have one service today, and that's in our Columbus location at 447 Andrews Road, starting at 9:30. You don't want to miss what God is going to do in the place today. I believe breakthroughs are going to take place. I believe things are going to shift today. I believe that we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. No services today will be held in our Jeffersonville location. So we thank you. Let's celebrate. This is the time of celebration. On behalf of our Archbishop Kevin T. Melzar Sr., his wife, Lady A, Audrey Melzar, and the whole Power of Faith family, and myself, I thank y'all for coming on this morning. You go and you enjoy your day. Amen. Thank you.